Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and we're talking about righteousness and how a man is made righteous in God's sight. Is it by doing things? Is it by keeping the law? Is it by having a good lifestyle, being a good person? Is it by dressing a certain way? How is a person made righteous? Well, we looked at that yesterday. It's not by any of the works of the law. It's not by doing things, but it's through faith. And that needs to be clarified, too. Sometimes people have faith in their own faith, and they think they're saved because they have faith in their own faith. It's not faith in my own faith. It's faith in the work of Christ, that Jesus Christ did when he came to this earth, all that he did. And we looked at that yesterday. It's faith in the living God who loves you and sent the Lord Jesus Christ to this earth to be a payment for your sin and for my sin. Last time we saw out of Romans 3 that a man is not made righteous by doing things, but by keeping he's not made righteous by doing things or by keeping the law, but by faith or through faith in Christ. Abraham was not counted righteous, even in the Old Testament, because he was circumcised or because when God called him to leave his family and everybody, his father and his family, and Abraham obeyed. That's not what made him righteous. It wasn't because he was circumcised. It wasn't because he was willing to offer Isaac on the altar there, but it was because of his faith. And it clearly shows us that in Romans chapter 3 and 4. I just encourage you to read through those chapters there. And I want us to look at a little bit out of Romans chapter 4 today, starting with verse 17, it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope. Notice all these places where it says believed or had faith. He believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. See, God spoke these things, he promised these things, and Abraham had faith in what God had promised. And verse 19, it says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body yet now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed, it was counted to him for righteousness. The things that he did, but the faith that he had in God's promises. What a beautiful verse, what beautiful verses we have here, just clearly showing us that it's through faith that he was made righteous or counted righteous. And verse 23, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So all these things about Abraham, it wasn't just for him, but it was for us also, you and I, if we also believe that God raised up Jesus from the dead, and that it was through his blood that we can have our sins forgiven and these other things that we talked about. chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, being justified, or again, we're looking at this word righteous or righteousness, and this is the same Greek word, but it's translated justified in English, in our English version here. In some places it's translated righteous, but it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So here again, it's we're justified by faith. We're made righteous by faith and not by these works, by whom also you have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So we stand by faith in what Christ did and not in the works that we do. This chapter 5, it goes on and it talks about how sin entered in through one man, Adam, and it brought death. Then I want to skip down to verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, this is chapter 5, verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. So sin came through one man, Adam, to death, but righteousness came through one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and it brings life to those who believe. Verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. We're looking at the word righteous. By the obedience of one, by through Jesus Christ, were made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And so Jesus Christ brought righteousness to all of us who believe. And we're going to look at chapter 6 next time, and then we'll be skipping over to chapter 9 and 10 after that, because we're already on day 4 and we have a lot to cover. But Lord willing, we'll get through at least some of this, and we'll see what God says here about righteousness. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in today, and I hope you're inspired by God's word. It is a precious word to us.